Welcome to Branching Out of the Empty Nest. I am your host, Zoanna Price. And on this show, we discuss health, wealth, relationships, taking care of aging parents, downsizing, retirement, career development, travel, just any and everything for the new and seasoned empty nester. And it doesn't matter how long you've been an empty nester, because the tools and resources we provide on this show are going to help you with this challenging yet exciting phase of your life. And we will be here every other week giving you tools and resources, sharing stories, and encouraging all empty nesters to live their best life. So we're getting ready to go into the holidays, and I'm happy and excited. I just celebrated another birthday, which I am honored to have done. But this was the first birthday I celebrated without my mother, so it was very challenging. The day itself was fine. I think I had a breakdown the two days after my birthday, because during my birthday, I had a lot of family and friends around me, so I was distracted. So that was a good thing. But when I was by myself, that's when I kind of started thinking about it, and it kind of got to me. But I was able to have a conversation with one of my friends that I grew up with in Denver so many years ago. And she really gave me some great advice. She sent me this journal and bookmark and this book about grief. And it was wonderful. And I'm so honored and grateful that I had that conversation with her, because she just gave me permission to do a lot of the things that I need to do. And one of the things she shared with me was to celebrate and honor my mother. And a good way to do that is to love on others and do things for other people. And being distracted is a good thing. If you feel all these emotions building up, distractions are good because they can keep you from letting those emotions out. But you do have to have a good cleanse every now and then. So she kind of gave me the permission to tell myself that I could do these things. And it's okay to have those emotional moments, and it's okay to love on others and share my love and joy and honor her by doing things for other people. So I'm going to make a tradition of certain things that she liked and celebrating them and incorporating them into my routine so that I can honor her, and not just on my birthday, but on her birthday and Christmas and throughout the year. So I'm very grateful and honored for that conversation that I had. When I tell you guys I have the best friends, I have the best friends ever. I'm talking about people I went to high school with, elementary school, college, people that live down the street. If you're one of my friends, you are with me until the last day. I do not take friendship lightly. I am very serious about the people I let into my circle. One of the things I noticed, though, this year in particular, is that I saw a lot of GoFundMe and crowdfunding sites that people set up for people who died or had some type of emergency in their life, like a fire or being evicted, something like that. And what I realized is that we as a community, we in the Black community, don't like to talk about certain things. Like, we don't like to talk about death. We don't like to talk about wills. And we don't talk about those things. Sometimes it's out of fear. Sometimes it's out of tradition. That's just how we were raised. We were told not to discuss those things. So we get left behind a lot. And when I see a family that loses a loved one and they don't have the money to pay for a funeral, and they have to go online to ask people to make donations, then we are doing something wrong. And what we're doing wrong is we don't talk to our children about wealth. We don't set up trust funds and life insurance, and we don't prepare for the future. We know death is a part of life. So if you know that death is a part of life, you have to plan for it. You going to get a will doesn't mean, oh, I'm going to die because I'm going to get a will. I'm talking about a will. I'm going to die. That's not quite how it works. But the best gift you can give to your loved ones, the people in your life right now, the best thing you could give them is peace of mind. And if you have some cash to throw at them, that's even better. But if you were in an accident today, think about your family tomorrow. Who's going to pay for your funeral? Who's going to plan your funeral? And if you think about the people that are in your circle right now, do you really want them to plan your funeral, not knowing what music they would select, what outfit they would put you in, what pictures they put up, what they would say about you in your program? You want to have control over that because you don't want to be up there looking crazy. You don't want them to say the wrong things in your program, in the obituary. So you need to have some control over that. And if you want to leave them money, then that's great. Then you don't have to worry about them fighting over your things when you're gone. However, I do suggest that if you're leaving people money, let them know while you're living. Because if you don't, there's all kinds of conversations that are going to happen when you're gone. Well, how come I get 10% and she gets 20 and she gets 20 and she gets 50? People are going to complain about what you give them. Wait a minute, I got 80%? Why didn't I get all of it? They're going to complain about it no matter what. And people have gotten into fights. People have stopped communicating. All kinds of things have happened because people always say what brings out the worst in people are funerals and weddings. And I can attest to both. But with funerals, people get greedy. They want the money. Who gets the car? Who gets the house? Who gets her clothes? Who gets the shoes, the jewelry? Who gets all of those things? And you don't want people fighting over that. If there's some sentimental value over those things, talk to your children or your family, loved ones now so you know who wants what, who likes what, so you can just give it to them when you transition. I don't want your family to have to struggle to pay for your funeral. I don't want them to become destitute because they're trying to pay for a funeral. And just so you have an idea, a nice casket really costs about $4,000 or $5,000 depending on where you live. So it could be more. If something happened to you today, can your family afford to pay $5,000 or $10,000 on just the casket? That's not putting you in the ground. That does not have anything to do with the actual cemetery. That's just at the funeral parlor. So if your family doesn't have that, you've got to get some life insurance or a burial policy. And if you spend money on fun things, luxurious things, coffee, shoes, getting your hair done, getting your nails done, massages, going fishing, going to sporting events. If you have money to do any of those events, that $20 or $50 or $100 that you spent that 1 month on that one item, you can put that money toward a burial policy or a life insurance policy. So that way, when you transition, your family is not struggling to pay for your funeral. Because the last thing you want to do is leave your family in a position where they can't function. And if you're okay with being cremated, let them know that. They don't have to spend that money on your funeral. I would highly suggest just having a burial policy. Then that way, all of your expenses for your funeral are covered and your family does not have to think about it. They don't have to be stressed about it. If you have extra funds and assets, then go ahead and divide that fairly amongst your family and loved ones and family friends, however you see fit. It's nobody's decision but yours. Don't feel like you're being guilted into giving someone something because they did ABC for you or they did this or they're this person to you. Give how you see fit, but have that discussion with them now so they understand why you gave them this much. And then when you transition, they already know what to expect. So hopefully there'll be fewer arguments and less stress on your family. So I hope this information has been helpful. Please make sure you rate and review us so that other empty nesters can find us. And we are now officially an award-winning podcast, so thank you so much. We really appreciate that honor. We are Empty Nest Squad on Instagram. Our website is emptynestsquad.com. We are branching out of the Empty Nest on our Facebook platform. And I thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, get out there and soar.